Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Where are we? Where art thou? We're here at your ready. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has the virus. So she is out for not an extended period of time, but she'll get herself back into shape, if you will. Not that she says she feels like she has a cold. That's it. But she can't taste anything. She can't smell anything.
That's the worst.
All
the food you eat, you can't even enjoy it.
Right.
You can't taste anything.
Yeah, maybe then you don't eat as much.
Yeah.
And take a rest from that. If you have made a mistake in the last 24 hours, it's been a tough couple of days for me and other business ventures. I think about what I've done and how I've done it and what I do to, kind of keep everything moving, because sometimes our lives get complicated for various reasons. And when you make a mistake, I wonder about, and I don't even know whether I've made a mistake or somebody else that works with me has made a mistake, but we've made a mistake, so what do? I think you admit to making a mistake.
What happened?
Did
we make a mistake?
Apologize for it sincerely. Well, I have a friend of mine has helped me out, and he's under a misapprehension that something's going on that isn't, and so I got to fix it. And so that's, when people help you, I think you do whatever it is that they want in return for their help, as long as it's reasonable. And that's, kind of what's the balance of what's reasonable. Those are the things that you got to work with. And speaking of reasonable, when you look around and you think about how the virus is affecting us and how we fix the problem, I was sort of taken back. Schools in Georgia supposedly starting, I think it's either this week or next week, and a requirement for in-person classes without masks has started to worry, as you might imagine.
What's Georgia doing? What is that governor doing? I don't understand it. The mayor of Atlanta is a woman I have a lot of respect for.
This is a town,
and
Jefferson,
he's suing
Georgia.
Her because she wants masks in the city of Atlanta. It's like, well, okay. So, I don't know. I'm very confused about this governor in Georgia. I don't really understand what the point of it is. And
well, that's the
why
question.
Yeah.
What is there about it? It is my right not to wear a mask. Yeah, but it's stupid. It is really, it is not, it's thoughtless. It is not, the teachers in this particular town seem to be quite committed. If you look at the round of facilities they have, the town about an hour or so south of Atlanta itself, the people who are there, there are stories about families that went there because they had a good school system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. School officials said they would strongly encourage masks for students and teachers. They stopped short of making it mandatory. And so there are those people who think that it ought to be mandatory, especially in the close-in situations like riding a school bus, going to school, being in class, whatever it is. And unfortunately, people are using, this kind of reminds me of the MAGA hats and all the things that are blamed to or Trump gets credit for. And this community is very pro-Trump. So they're, what is there about being pro-Trump that makes you want to not wear a mask? What is there? What's the message there? Why? This is, somebody wrote, only liberals can get Rona.
Really? Talk to Jen, because Jen loves Trump more than anyone I've ever met, and
right.
She and her whole family have it.
Yeah,
so
to use that as a handle just seems to be kind of nuts. You got to have something rattle around your brain if you really think that way. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway.
It's stupidity and ignorance.
Are reopening. State health officials report disturbing new stats, though, about the number of cases among the state's children. Let's see, Florida had 31,000 cases with people under 18 as of the other day. Let's see, that's a 34% jump in these cases in the last week. Even more concerning, the spike in youth hospitalized with the disease during this period. Latest data shows 303 youth hospitalizations. That's up 23% from a week ago. About a third of those cases are children 14 to 17, teenagers. 67 cases among children younger than 1 year old. So those are the ones that really potentially compromised immune systems. The overall, excuse me, the overall rate of positive cases among young people in Florida, 14%. State Health Department saying that, and the government tracking 14 consecutive days of the rate below 5% before easing any restrictions. So with these numbers, it'll be a long time before restrictions are released, because the numbers are going way in the opposite direction. Again, not a death sentence, but you look at some of the people, where they're getting it, how compromised. You know, part of this is what you eat and how you eat, how your body is nourished, how you take care of your bodies. And low-income people don't eat well. They just don't. And so there are a lot of people who have money who don't eat well either. But in this case, having proper nutrition, having enough. Most of us are fortunate enough to not have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. That's not the case with 14 or 15% of the population. It just isn't. And that's one of the subtext to the crime of what goes on in America, where there is so much that people ought not to be going hungry for whatever the reason. And so that's why I said, when we were talking about the chain smokers and their concert and people paying $25,000 a head, it's not my business what you do with your money. None of my business. Any more than it's any of your business what I do with my money. But just thinking it out loud, if you look at what needs there are among people, Florida is there. It's the radical differences. Having lived there, know the state like the back of my hand for a long time, my family's had property, spent a lot of time in Florida since I was a kid. There is such a dichotomy there. The coasts loaded with people who are loaded with money. Inland, not so much. You go into some of the north central communities, you go up the Tamiami Trail, you go across where Okeechobee, there's inland, it's tough. You see some real shacks and people not surviving well. And those are the kind of people that will be very vulnerable for this. So, what do you do? It's pretty simple. Again, masks, distancing, not a big deal. Don't be such a damn egotist. I don't know, I've got a right not to wear. Yes, you also have a right to be a moron, but that doesn't mean that that's helpful. Do you think of anybody but yourself? That's kind of the message. That's the way I look at it, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, honestly. I'm really not. I just think, and I don't like using the word stupid and moron and stuff, but it is moronic not to wear one of the damn masks. It just is. It's harder to be, you know, precise about personal distancing, but it's not difficult to put on a mask. It isn't. They're everywhere now.
Yep.
Everywhere. So, anyway, I don't want to sound like a lecturer. Papa John's says they're going to hire 10,000 more workers to keep up with the demand for pizza because the pandemic, it's called pandemic pizza. Yes, folks, more demand for pizza, more people are going to continue to get fatter. They said that Papa John's, they're expanding their college tuition program. This is pretty interesting. It's called Dough and Degrees, right? And they have some college campuses, Southern New Hampshire University is added, University of Maryland are partners with some of the other schools. You work for Papa John's, the local pizza chain in New England was Papa Gino's. Papa John's, and they'll help pay for school, I guess. That's it, right?
Yeah.
They allow their employees and their family get a quality education at reduced tuition. So that's good.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading yesterday about some of the stock news, and, you know, Domino's and Papa John's have done very, as you would expect, very well during the pandemic. Yeah. One of the reasons that Domino's especially has done well is because it's always been a delivery-only service. No one sits at a Domino's. So they didn't need DoorDash. They already had their own drivers. You know, you've seen the Domino's sign on top of cars across
the
country.
No place to sit in a Domino's. You go and order the pizza and take it out. See you
later. And they don't need to pay all the fees to Grubhub or DoorDash for delivery. Yeah. They have their own system in place. So they were the best prepared out of any, and Domino's Pizza is not good, but they've been the best prepared of any of those types of takeout businesses. And Papa John's, better pizza, I think, than, although a lot of people have said that including Papa John himself, that since he left, the pizza isn't as good. I had Papa John's, I want to say, maybe like 6 months ago we had it, and it was definitely not as good as it used to be. So I don't know if he's right, if it's his influence that's no longer there, but it's not great either. But
no.
There
it
but
is.
But good for business.
Yum. Well, put a chunk of it. It's like the lasagna we were talking about. Cut up some piece of real tomato. Even if you get a lousy piece.
Put American cheese. American cheese.
Some chopped up tomato. That would be great. 17 after here on the yummy DJV program.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. 800-796-1182. That's 800-796-1182.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and available on leases. See dealer for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20, in-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
In response to some queries from folks, Jennifer has tested positive for the virus, and her whole family pretty much has it, and that's why she's not here. She'll be on the mend. I think she can still be on the radio. It's just tough for her.
I think she'll be back tomorrow with us.
Yeah, hopefully.
She's feeling okay. She's just really more nervous about her parents than anything else, which is understandable. I would be, too.
21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gaslighter, tuned from the Chicks, a.k.a. the Dixie Chicks, or at least that's what they formerly were known as. This song has landed at number one on the country album chart, Gaslighter. I like this. Crank this up, will you, Phil? I've always liked the Dixie Chicks, actually. Truth be told.
Yeah, me too.
So this is the fifth number one on the country album chart with Gaslighter. First album of new material in 14 years, charging right to the top spot for the chart next week. They do them a week ahead of time. So with this, the trio claims sole ownership of the most top country album number ones among female duos or groups, passing the Judds, who had four on the all-genre Billboard 200. Gaslighter checks in at number three. So that's the Chicks' fifth top ten spot. 12-song album debuting at number one on the album sales and Americana folk album chart. Chicks previously ruled top country albums with their 1998 debut, Wide Open Spaces. They were number one for 7 weeks, starting in January of 99. Then their album Fly was on 36 weeks, 1999 and 2000. The next one, Home, was on the top for 19 weeks in 2002, 2003. And Taking the Long Way was on the top at 9 weeks. How much touring did they do or have they done, Victoria? I don't know that much about their touring.
Well, they haven't had a new album out, like you said, in 14 years. So I don't remember. I know that they had huge tours back in the day. And that's when they made that comment about, you know, when George Bush was president, they were in a huge arena when that happened. So I would imagine once things kind of gets back to normal, I think that they'll probably do a big tour on this album.
When
I think it's a sense of relief for them to be at number one, because I think entering back into the country world after being gone so long, they were, I would imagine, they probably were a little apprehensive.
Yeah. They said, when asked about the Dixie being gone from the Chicks, they said, quote, "We felt like Dixie is a word that doesn't hold a lot of that does hold a lot of negative connotation, harkens back to a time in our country that brought pain to many people. So we're relieved to have a new name, shed the Dixie once and for all. So therefore, they are now and forevermore known as the Chicks." All right, so there we have their story. While we're in the same country pew here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, Miranda Lambert and Luke Dick and Natalie Hemby wrote a song that we're listening to here that she's singing called Bluebird. It's a song that was actually put together about a year and a half ago. They had no idea the uplifting song about looking toward the light, even in the darkest of times, would provide an escape during our situation around the globe. Lambert certainly didn't expect that it would become her first solo number one album since Over You, which was on the top of the album charts in 2012. Miranda says, quote, "We never could have known that right now the message of hope in this song is exactly what we all need to hear, me included. So I'm thankful. I think the timing of it was definitely a part of its success." It's been almost 16 years since she first appeared on the chart with me and Charlie Talking. And by her own admission, she and radio have had their ups and downs. She adds, she's overwhelmingly grateful for radio support here. And the latest to chart topper, "I'm so thankful after all these years." So she still has a spot, no question about that. Well, good for her. Good for all of us. Good for everybody. Hold your spot. Hold your place. Hold on to your ideas. Hold on to your mind and your body. There's the advice from the Dougster here at 29 after on the DJV show.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be in contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore, we're all potentially at risk for being exposed to hepatitis A. There are certain groups who are at high risk, people who have chronic underlying medical conditions, people who are experiencing unstable housing, people who use drugs, and travelers. Since 2016 here in the United States, we've had 33 states that have had outbreaks of hepatitis A involving more than 33,000 infected people. We want to make sure that we take full advantage of what we can do to protect ourselves. The CDC recommends that all adults in the United States who wish to be protected against hepatitis A receive a hepatitis A vaccine.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/vaccines.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John.
The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A federal grand jury returned a 34-count indictment against Los Angeles City Councilman Jose Huizar, alleging he accepted bribes, concealed income, evaded taxes, and continued to lie to investigators. Huizar, age 61, is accused of accepting $1.5 million in illicit financial benefits, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. He was arrested and released on $100,000 bond. A previous federal charge of conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act was incorporated into the indictment. Former President Barack Obama gave a searing eulogy for John Lewis, urging Americans to honor the legacy of a civil rights giant by engaging in the good trouble that leads to a more perfect democracy and to get out and vote in the face of powerful institutions that seek to oppress.
In the pulpit of its greatest pastor, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I pay my respects to perhaps his finest disciple, whose faith was tested again and again to produce a man of pure joy and unbreakable perseverance. John Robert Lewis.
In addition to Obama's eulogy, former President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton spoke at the funeral that will conclude the memorial services held for Lewis over the last 6 days in several cities. Lewis, who represented Atlanta in the House of Representatives after serving as a young leader of the civil rights movement in the 60s, died July 17th following a month-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Four after the hour on your thought-provoking DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to provoke you in any way that I can. Every once in a while I provoke Victoria with some success. Gary Keelan is here. Jennifer as well. Jennifer's not here. She's trying to go through the process. It'd be interesting to hear the stories because we've not had, I don't think we've actually ever, since this started, talked to anybody who had the virus. Have we?
I have, not on the air.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So, anyway, we'll have that experience when we do. Leading the way into today, however, with a number of things. There are a number of things you need to know today. Victoria has selected one of many things that you probably either you don't know much about or maybe you don't know about at all with regard to the virus and how things are shaking out, Victoria.
Yeah, this is a good one. So the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has opened the door to COVID-19 testing that could be fast, cheap, and handled at home, which is great news. Routine screening of people who don't know that they have COVID-19 could transform the fight against the disease. According to the FDA commissioner, he said these types of tests will be a game changer in our fight against the virus and will be crucial as the nation looks to reopen. Now, at this point, the FDA has not allowed anyone to sell these tests for at-home use. This will be the first. So lab tests to detect the coronavirus are accurate now, which, you know, that was a little dicey in the beginning, but they're often restricted to people who have symptoms. In New Jersey, you don't need to have symptoms. You can get a free test. I've been doing it weekly. And so it just really depends on where you live. But then again, like in California, when Jen first felt like she needed to get a test, it was very difficult for her to actually get a test. And so, and then the one that she did take was a negative, and her doctor said that was a false negative because she used the saliva test. That was all that was available to her, and my doctor had told me that those are the least accurate. So if you are going to take a COVID test, make sure it's the kind that goes up your nose, because those are the most accurate. And you know, and then again, results, some people wait 2 weeks for results. It's crazy. And so, and this goes back once again to Governor Cuomo. He said, look, when we reopen in the fall, if businesses open, schools open, if you have testing that's available at home, you wake up, you take a test, you're negative, you go to work. That's fine. You wake up the next day, you take another test, you're negative, you go back to work. Same thing with kids in school. And as soon as you test positive, you stay away from everybody. That is the most logical, in my opinion, that's the most logical way to deal with this virus. And so this is, we're on the next step. There's a clinic in Massachusetts is charging $160 per test, and it's not covered by insurance. So right now the FDA is really working on bringing that price way down. And so they said screening at home should start with once or twice a week, and then it allows people to know, you know, like I said, if you want to go back to the office or you want to send your kids to school, if you can do it at home, then you know you'll have a leg up on everybody else, which is great.
The Department of Food and Agriculture in most states is trying to help people like me who are involved in farmers markets. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and we are involved in a number of farmers markets with our ice cream service. And so as I look around at what's going on, not only here in my local area, but around the country, as people are thirsting, they're crying, they are really going out of their way this year to find, get access to the kind of fresh food you get at a farmer's market if you can't go right to the farm. I suggest you go to the farm first, see if you've got farms around you that are growing produce, or maybe you get some milk. Less likely you find milk and cheese locally because of what the government has done to screw up the dairy industry. But because of what happened when nobody could find anything in the stores in the spring, where's the food? I guess we decided we'd go find where the food actually came from. What a concept.
Well, and I don't know where the food is, because we just did a big grocery order yesterday, and we ordered from the local Wegmans, and I had to order a second order from Instacart through Food Town because the produce is gone. There's no produce. It's all sold out.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Here's what happened. The national growers of produce that ship stuff all across the country, or have, that's been their MO, they have found that they're being inundated locally, wherever they are. People are trying to get at the source of the food. So whether it's a huge grower or whether it's a smaller local grower, or regional grower, they're still being, people have turned this upside down, Victoria. They're learning where the food comes from. They want it fresh, even though Wegmans or whoever the food, the grocer is, will make the greens and all of the fresh vegetables look like they're fresh. They really aren't. They're days old. They spray water on them and they do whatever they do. But that
doesn't
mean
the other thing is, yeah,
fresh.
You're right, and that's true. And the other thing that I found really surprising, even like there were no tomatoes, I couldn't find.
Tomatoes are hard. You can't go into any restaurant and find tomatoes. They're not around.
I mean, but New Jersey's the tomato state, so where are the tomatoes? Are they being shipped somewhere else? And then the other thing is, good luck finding any organic produce right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a New Jersey thing, I don't know. Maybe people are stocking up, or
they're getting it at the farm. And this has started a new era of canning and freezing. The people who didn't know how to do this, but their mothers or their grandmothers knew how to do it, now they're learning how to find good fresh produce. You know, it's early in the season, although, well, I guess we're mid-season. Corn is usually when corn comes out, that pretty much tells you that everything else has matured. So whether it's certain types of summer squash, or whether the potatoes are just coming in, the cabbage, whatever, the cauliflower, whatever you like, it's cool. Cucumbers, you can't do much. Well, you can pickle cucumbers, that's for sure, and beets. Then there's spinach and lettuce, all the things that are good, vitamin K stuff, all of that. People have really turned things around. This is a good move, actually, and it's a good year to be a produce farmer, not a great year to be a dairy farmer, which brings me around to reminding everybody about this very dangerous situation that, and I've seen this on every single local cast, local online news service, whether it's here in my backyard, across the state, or across the country, those damn seeds from the Chinese, man, they're really making it, and they got everybody shaking, hoping that nobody, the government says, don't open these unsolicited packages of seed
that
are coming from China. What's that?
All 50 states have now issued warnings because they've shown up in every state.
Everywhere.
Yep.
These bastards in the Chinese Communist Party, man, they are they're incorrigible. So wherever you just don't...
Has anyone put these in a lab yet to figure out exactly what they are?
But they're not saying what they are, but you can be sure that they've been put with some mice someplace to see what either they do to the mice or stick them in some soil somewhere to see what they grow and test the soil. My bet is that some kind of poison that will ruin the soil. I don't know that, but I'm just speculating because that's how insidious those no-good bastards are. That's really what it is. I don't hold back. The government of China has to go. My hope is the people of China will do the dirty work for the rest of the world because they got to be, I mean, they've got to be. There are so many stories that are just kind of creeping out of there, the unrest in China. Because through their own doing, you know, they're not that smart. They created a new middle class in China, which kind of never had, or certainly not in modern era, had a middle class. And now, you know, half of them are out of work. And you see what's going on. We've had, what, two or three stories this week about companies that are taking their business and moving it to other. And these are big companies, not small companies, just getting out of China, which is very rewarding. I like to see that. I want to see more of it. But where is the leadership coming from in terms of our country and people who are legislatively supposedly on the ball? They aren't really, because there's very little action in terms of incentivizing getting businesses back to our country. I don't see it happening in large scale. I see individual companies having a conscience and doing what they can, because they know that eventually it'll be good for business, frankly. Whatever the motivation.
That deal is a really good start.
Yeah,
that's a really good start. I'm very happy that we were able to make that happen.
But how many more businesses can there be like that, Victoria, that can start something here and keep it here? I'm just looking at my farm, one of my farm bureau newsletters this morning, and the headline is USDA investigates packages of unsolicited dangerous seeds from China. I don't know how they know they're dangerous. They don't know what's in them, but they don't, because of where they're from, they don't trust that there's anything good about them. And I think that's the warning.
The interesting thing is the USDA has now, because this is, like we said, this is in all 50 states, now people have reported receiving them. So a couple things that the USDA has pointed out that I think are worth mentioning. You and I have been saying if you are a recipient of these seeds, do not open the package. Don't throw it out. The USDA says do not throw them in the trash because they'll end up in a landfill and they can take root in the landfill, which is something I didn't even think about. So don't throw them out. Don't open them and keep the packaging and everything intact and contact your state's plant regulatory official. There are plenty of easy ways to find that.
How do you like your lasagna? he said as a non-sequitur. We celebrated National Lasagna Day, and so the clip of the day today at djvshow.com is our celebration of how to make lasagna. I make it the right way. Victoria makes it the wrong way.
Yes, chop up those tomatoes. I don't add American cheese, apparently, so that's how
bad.
You have deemed me making it inappropriate.
We want to Americanize lasagna. So you can listen to that fabulous discussion and the whole program, in fact, every day, all day long. We've got a special spot for it, a special place in your heart, your ear, and your head. Find it at djvshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Now more than ever, people from around the world are shopping online. And so if you've got things to sell, like electronics, video games, or trading cards just sitting around, it's easy to sell those items on eBay. How easy? We asked Rob Bigler from eBay.
Selling on eBay is super easy. If you're on your phone or on an app, there's a sell button. You go into that, and it walks you through the flow. It's even so easy you can scan the barcode on the item. So you click the barcode button in the app, so you're in the eBay app, and there's a small little icon that kind of looks like a barcode. So you hit that, and then it activates your camera. You put the camera over the barcode on the item, and it automatically registers that barcode and then pre-populates what that item is. And you post it, and it's immediately online and available for about 180 million buyers around the world to take a look at.
Check it out at eBay.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. The vaccines that are being touted for the disease, for COVID, when I say the disease, does anybody not know what I'm talking about? The disease. Vaccines, maybe. Does it always have to be, this is the question, does it have to be injected with a needle? Or sometimes are vaccines administered through capsules?
Well, sometimes they're inhaled, but they're usually injected.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Just how they are meant to get into the body. They're usually given into a muscle, and then they're absorbed, and, you know, that's the route. So if you swallow them, you know, there's acid in the stomach, you'd probably disintegrate the vaccine, and it wouldn't be able to smoothly get to your immune system to charge it up. That's probably the reason why you can't give them oral. Although the polio vaccine is given orally, so it really varies.
Okay, then if that's the case, the next question has to do with what people are being given to treat the disease. Why not? I know some of the stuff, if not all of it, comes in capsule form. Why not give the treatments as intravenously as well, needles?
Well, some of them are the dexamethasone, and it just depends on how. Now we're talking pharmacology. We're talking about how to get the active ingredients to the disease, and with various drugs, it depends on the route is what you're talking about. Is it oral? Is it injection in the soft tissue, in the muscle, in the vein? And the best route depends on the drug, because you don't want the body to disintegrate the active ingredient, and it varies from drug to drug.
All right. So the $64 question following up on that is survival. We've talked about how to not get it, but once you get it, how do you survive? How do you make sure, is there a treatment? Do you need to go to the hospital? Or is it different depending on each individual case?
Well, the way to survive this is, if you need to be in the hospital, is to get there as soon as possible. And, you know, if you're having trouble breathing, if your symptoms are accelerating hour to hour and not stabilizing, these are really the true indicators that you need to get to the hospital. If you have any questions, this is where telehealth helps. You know, call on the phone your provider, call the emergency room. Don't, if you are not sure if you need to go in, don't just present, call. And there are plenty of people available with telehealth to help you make that decision.
And if you care to have telemedicine through Dr. Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, you can avail yourself of that easily by calling his office line 352-735-1400. I tell you, that's a public service. There's nobody I'd rather go to or have help from than Ken. 352-735-1400. Let's move on from the continuing focus on COVID. There's a question about whether porn consumption makes it better, easier, or not to have sexual relations.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to help me analyze this study and help me explain the results, but this comes out of the European
Association. Excuse me, are you talking to me?
Well, I don't know if it's from personal experience, but just from intuition. You have outstanding intuition.
Thank you.
From the European Association of Urology virtual congress this week, we learned that more porn consumption actually creates greater erectile dysfunction in European men. And maybe we want to speculate on why that is so.
Maybe. Maybe not.
But...
let's get the.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I get it. Good news is wrapped around this question. With all the talk about COVID, what about other mortality rates? For example, around this country and around the world, infant mortality has always been a focal point. What's happening there with those rates?
Amazingly, the very, very young are avoiding deaths from COVID-19, and we still don't understand why. That's going to be one of the mysteries that will be unraveled in the next few months, hopefully. But the good news this week, announced by the CDC, is that American infant mortality rate has hit an all-time low here in America, and that's great news.
Yeah, one would wonder what the ingredients are. We just have better health care. We have, you know, what brings us to that number? Something that probably takes a lot more time than we have here. Matter of fact, we're out of time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.